Welcome on this sweltering September day to episode 131 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. It's Twistery Week here on the Daily Brainwave, a week where we will be looking at how history gets muddled and altered over time. We'll start today with a quote. A famous quote allegedly said by Mahatma Gandhi.
Be the change you wish to see in the world.
If you go to college, you've probably heard that quote. It's one that activists like to use to inspire people to become a paragon of some ideal or other, so that others will see them and be similarly inspired. Just a couple days ago, one of our campus organizations gave a presentation to a couple of hundred of us where the speaker ended with a quote crediting it to Gandhi. They even handed out buttons they've been distributing to students with the quote on it. It's even on a mural painted on the wall of one of our residence halls. Problem is, Gandhi never said it. Now, it's a great sentiment, don't get me wrong, that we should model positive behavior and do our part, so to speak. But the real quote is quite a bit more complex. Be the change you wish to see in the world is bumper stickerized and definitely politically driven, and also found nowhere in any of our records of Gandhi's writings, speeches, or phrases. Now, there is a quote that is close to this phrase, although the meaning, I feel, is a bit different. Gandhi did say, quote, "We but mirror the world. All the tendencies present in the outer world are to be found in the world of our body. If we would change ourselves, the tendencies of the world would also change. As a man changes his own nature, so does the attitude of the world change towards him. This is the divine mystery supreme, a wonderful thing it is, and source of our happiness. We need not wait to see what others do." There it is in all its complicated, deep, and non-gender-neutral glory. The bumper sticker version simply implores us to model behavior we wish to see in others. Gandhi, on the other hand, I feel is talking about what we surround ourselves with. Take this for example. If I live in a world that loves football, then I will mirror the love of that sport. But if I make the change and decide that I don't like football, then I'll start to see other dimensions of the world. I'll find other people who aren't fans, and through that transition, I'll find some sort of purpose or meaning. Far cry from the simple beacon on a hill quote that people attribute to Gandhi. Now, this quote is one of several examples we'll be talking about this week of words being put right into famous people's mouths. And because they're usually dead, it's tough for them to put up much of a fight. Thanks for tuning in to episode 132 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Twistery Week by looking at the real story behind the rule of thumb. And no, it has nothing to do with wife beating.